This new version of the Stephen King novel Pet Sematary highlights one of its most famous lines, "Sometimes dead is better." That could also refer to Hollywood's dismal history in the past 15 years of again and again going back to some classic from the 80s and coming up with a lame replica. This newest effort at least may catch you off guard, but to what end? As in the original story, the film focuses on young Dr. Louis Creed, played by square-jawed everyman actor Jason Clarke. He moves his family out of Boston to a new home in the woods of Maine, and in the process gets in the record books for worst due diligence for a real estate purchase ever. Their residence is right next to a highway marked by the appearance of monstrous high-speed semi-trucks that barely make a noise before they mow down unfortunate dogs and cats. The film looks at first like a by-the-numbers repeat of the older movie, as Louis discovers a pet cemetery and beyond that an ancient Native American burial ground where the departed don't stay in the ground. The neighbor who half-reluctantly reveals the secret, old Judd Crandall, is played by John Lithgow in a grandfatherly, low-key fashion. It's like Lithgow knows he can't match Fred Gwynne, who had such an odd gravitas that he wound up as a regular meme on South Park. The filmmakers try to amp up the story we know. The woods are spookier, the closets are darker, the jump scares are jumpier, and the mangled corpses are manlier. Especially Victor Pasco, the dead college student whose spirit tries to warn Louis. Pet Sematary is still a tragedy about a man who cannot deal with the unpredictable certainty of death. But then the filmmakers threw a curveball, namely, the child brought back from the dead is not little toddler Gage, who was amazingly played in the 1989 film by a three-year-old. This time it's the older child, Ellie. This sparked some promise in the film because young actress Jetée Lawrence is so effective, switching from quietly sweet to threatening and creepy. But the film's two directors and two screenwriters, all with a background in journeyman horror films, go more and more over the top in rewriting Stephen King. For instance, Louis' wife Rachel, nicely played by Amy Simetz, is still haunted by the memories of caring for her monstrously twisted dying sister, but this time is carrying even more guilty baggage. There's also a tendency to load the characters with over-explanatory dialogue that defuses the tension. The calamity that sweeps over the family is darker, more brutal. Let's not reveal any more details. Let's just say the new story might be more fitting for the era of The Walking Dead. More effective? I'm not sure. Pet Sematary 2019 is a determined but somewhat foolhardy effort to plant something new in old stony ground. Let's mark it with 2.5 stars out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, I'm Rick Broth.
The Friday Film Review is sponsored by Park City Film, presenting independent cinema in Summit County since 1995. ParkCityFilm.org.